Did you know that May is International Civility Awareness Month? The goal is to spread awareness of the meaning of civility and help people to embrace the civility code of conduct: respect, restraint, and responsibility. Recently, I attended the District 2 Toastmasters contest. There were 7 excellent speakers competing to win and advance to the semifinals. The winner shared a poignant story about an experience he had at his local grocery store. After doing his shopping, Omar was standing in line when he noticed the woman in front of him getting very impatient. She was tapping her fingernails on the counter and huffing loudly. He then heard the woman angrily say to the clerk, "Why do you have a retard working here? He takes forever to bag my groceries." Omar was so angry at the rudeness and disrespect this woman exhibited that after speaking his mind, he was escorted out of the store. After cooling down, Omar later returned to the store to apologize for his behavior. While he had a right to feel angry about how the woman in line spoke to the grocery bagger, he was wrong to yell and verbally assault the woman. He was acting just as uncivil as the woman. Omar realized that he should have instead calmly and kindly explained why this woman's outburst was hurtful. After apologizing to the store owner, Omar learned that the retarded man, Carl, was once the store manager until he suffered brain damage after a car accident. The grocery store was committed to helping Carl by giving him a job that he could handle. As Omar said, the manager became managed. Omar didn't know much about Carl before his outburst, other than Carl was always friendly and helpful and showed a sincere interest in Omar. Despite his injury, Carl taught Omar what really matters in life, that despite hardship, you don't give up. You embrace life fully, and you greet each day with a smile and a love for your fellow human. Omar was grateful to Carl for the lessons and grateful to the store for being so good to Carl. The impatient woman who yelled at the clerk never took the time to understand Carl's story, nor to appreciate that the store was giving someone a chance to earn an income. She violated 2 of the civility codes, respect and restraint. Our society has gotten more and more uncivil. Part of that is due to there being fewer or no ramifications for bad behavior. Teachers can't discipline kids. Parents are busy making ends meet. Celebrities and VIPs are acting badly, and no one is calling them on it. Also, with so much socializing happening behind a computer screen, we are more easily able to criticize and lash out at others because we can't witness their pain nor experience the consequences of our bad, anonymous behavior. It's way too easy to forget our manners when we're not in front of someone. Our busy, fast-paced, anonymous world makes it much harder to show respect, restraint, and to take responsibility. But the rewards are great when we do. Just ask Omar. While the month is almost over, join with me to bring awareness to the importance of civility this month and throughout the year. Think about the things you can do to show respect, restraint, and to take responsibility, both online and off. If you're angry about something, wait to cool down before you send that email or lash out at someone. Communicating when we're angry is never a good idea. If you make a mistake, take responsibility for it. Don't blame others. Don't make excuses. I always admire people more when they can admit a mistake rather than pointing the finger or lying about it. Put yourself in others' shoes. Think how you would feel if you were attacked online or were yelled at in public or were excluded. If it would hurt you, then it would hurt others. Don't do it. Lastly, there is a wonderful new organization called Civilination. Its mission is to foster an online culture where individuals can fully engage and contribute without fear or threat of abuse. I encourage you to learn more at www.civilination.com. That's spelled CIVILINATION. www.civilwarsmith.com. Here's to a more civil world where we can live in peace and harmony. I'm Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.